Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face. Okay, so welcome back to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. The whole gang is here. So Jessica, say hey.
Hey.
Nicole.
Hey, guys.
And Drew.
Hi, everyone.
And I'm Jocelyn, and I'll be, I guess, leading today's episode. But today we're going to talk about our upcoming programs for March, which is all about diabetes. So who wants to take it away?
Oh, boy. We're just a hot mess today.
We are.
Yes, for March, we are starting diabetes, virtual diabetes programs. Drew, Jocelyn and I are doing Wisdom Power Control starting March 9th at 12 o'clock. We're trying to make it kind of like a lunch and learn. So March 9th, 16th, 23rd, and the 30th will be our Wisdom Power Control diabetes program.
And this is Jessica. We'll be doing, I'm in another agent group as well. And we're going to be actually doing Be Well with Diabetes. It will be virtual and through Microsoft Teams, and the classes will start March 3rd, and it's a Wednesday, so every Wednesday through the month of March at noon, that we will have a lesson. And to register, you can go to either our Facebook page, the Bandera County Family Community Health page, and there's a link, register, and it will send you the link to the Microsoft Teams. And or you can look at our county website as well, and you can find that registration link as well.
That's right. And what's really awesome about both programs is that they're both free, so definitely take advantage of that. We were blessed to be getting a grant to help launch these programs so they can be free. So anyone who's interested, definitely register. Again, we do have your URL links for you to go and sign up, but they are free to sign up. And we're excited to get started on them.
We are, and we're going to have the Wesley nurses from Pleasanton, Poteet, and Floresville with our Wisdom Power Control. So if you have medical kind of more questions and asking about medication and stuff, then we do have more experts with that.
And for ours, you can definitely go to our county agent website or definitely to our social media Facebook pages. I know we've been sharing some marketing posts there, and just click on the link to register. I'm going to be really, really excited about this. So on a personal note, diabetes is something close to my heart because my mother, and actually I'm prone to have it. My mother and my grandfather had diabetes, or my mom still does. She battles with it. So it's definitely good to be informed and learn all this information, because if you have loved ones, if you're a caretaker, it's good to know this information so you can help your family or the ones you take care of.
I think that's a great point, like for caretakers or family members to attend as well, just so, you know, just to understand and, you know, be there for whoever that person is, and just to learn more yourself to help them, like if you're planning a meal, you know, with your family member, you know, what are things you need to look for and stuff like that.
Yeah, I will say my dad didn't take the particular program we're hosting, but he took one of my, I launched a Cooking with Diabetes program like 2 years ago, and my dad took it, and he was just like, it was eye-opening for him because he didn't realize what my mom needed to have. So now he was better informed. He was really glad that he took the class. So it definitely does help you and be a good support system for those that you need to help. It's like when you start a diet, you usually need a buddy system. So think about that too. Like diabetes, they need a support system. So you want to be there to help them and get them on the way they need to be.
I love that buddy system. I like that.
Yeah. I find that we typically have a lot of the caregivers or the spouses, they're the ones that are actually doing the cooking and the grocery shopping instead of the individual that has the diabetes, because they're learning how to actually prepare and what to give their loved one. So, but I encourage you both that if you have diabetes to attend, and then your spouse or whoever is helping you at home, so y'all are both learning together, and you utilize all the skills that we're going to teach you to take them home and have a healthier diet plan.
And that's for those who do have diabetes. I'll never forget, I had a friend, she used to be an agent, and her husband at the time, No, I think they're still married. But he had diabetes and she kept telling him everything he needed to do. And he was just like, whatever. Then he took a diabetes program in another county, just like hers. And he was like, oh my God, I had to do this and this and this. And she's like, I've been telling you that.
That happens to me all the time with my husband.
Oh, yes.
Tell him something about nutrition or whatever. And he won't believe me.
They need to hear it from somebody else then.
Yes.
So if you need that, definitely join our program. We'll help you.
And I want to say both programs, they have activities. You're going to learn a lot of information about diabetes and how to care for yourself. But these are series. So each class is going to build on each other. So it's very important that you're able to make it to all of the sessions. I know ours has 4 sessions, and our Do Well, Be Well with Diabetes has 5, Jessica?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, so 5.
It's important to be able to attend each of them because they're going to build on each other.
Yeah, and even though it's virtual, we're going to have a lot of, it's going to be interactive where you can ask questions and you can kind of learn from each other also is what we also want y'all to do, like what works for you and what works for somebody else, you know, just to try different things. So it's also a support system.
I think we all just need a support system. So it's a definitely good program. But any final thoughts to wrap up? Anything good? What happens in March? St. Patrick's. Anyone ready for St. Patrick's
Day? Spring break.
Oh, spring break.
Ready for that? Like,
yes.
I'm definitely looking for warmer weather.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I realized my blood is pretty thin here, being the South Texas person I am. I want the beach back without ice on it.
This cold snap is too much.
Any final thoughts to wrap up the episode?
We hope to see you in our classes.
Yes, please join us. Either one, both would be even better. So please, 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 please.
Definitely. I honestly feel like they should do both because Nicole, Drews, and I, Wisdom Power Control will be on Tuesday, and then Jessica's, yours is going to be on Wednesday.
Yes. Yes.
You can double up.
Yeah, that's very true. Double up, double up.
Yeah, and they're both at noon, and so you can eat your lunch and listen and just learn.
So don't forget to check out our either Facebook page or our county websites to register for the classes so we can send you the link.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.